This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Eight people have been killed, including three rail officials, as two compartments of the Sialdah-bound Kanchanjunga Express derailed after a goods train collided with it from behind near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Chairman and CEO of the Railway Board, Jaya Verma, said the rescue operation has been completed. She said around 50 people were injured in the accident. She said, help desks have been established at all railway stations along Agartala-Sialdah route. Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of the Kanchanjunga Express. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of the deceased, 2 lakh 50,000 towards grievous injuries and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic train incident. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah is scheduled to chair a high-level meeting today in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Senior officials from centre, state governments, army and other security forces will attend the meeting. The second annual meeting of Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, between India and the US will begin today in New Delhi. During the two-day meeting, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his US counterpart Jake Sullivan will review the entire spectrum of Indo-US strategic ties. Sources said the main focus of ICET meeting will be a comprehensive review of all projects discussed during the Washington meeting on 31st of January 2023. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met National Security Advisor of United States of America Jake Sullivan in New Delhi. Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In the national capital, New Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. India Met Department, IMD, has forecast red warning over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal and Assam today due to the rampant heat wave. The IMD said that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Bihar, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and West Bengal today, and over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu, Himachal Pradesh and Rajasthan till tomorrow. In Ecuador, at least eight people were killed and three injured in a landslide on a major road in the central Tungurahua province. The landslide led to the closing of the roadway in the resort city of Banos de Agua Santa and damaged houses in the area. Operations at three hydroelectric plants had also been disrupted by the heavy rains. Diksha Dagar has secured the sixth place tie at Ladies Italian Open Golf. Her consistent play resulted in a 6 under 210 total for the week. Despite her strong showing, Diksha finished four shots behind the winner, Amy Taylor of England, who took the title. Amy closed with a 69 after posting scores of 70 and 67 on the first 2 days. Diksha proved her talent once again in this challenging tournament. Next week, she will defend her title that she won at Czech Ladies Open last year. Diksha is also scheduled to play two majors and the Olympic Games later this year. The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival for Documentary, Short Fiction and Animation Films is underway in Mumbai. On the third day today, various films including My Father, We Should All Be Futurists, Life in Loom, Pukar, Shanti, Inside Out 2, Patterns will be screened. In the morning, a panel discussion titled Unlocking the Force, Channeling Documentary Films to Drive Social Change was organized. The session was attended by Indian Director Dr. Talakadu Srinivasaya Nagabharana and General Manager at NFDC D. Ramakrishnaya. And that is the end of this news bulletin.